Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I am trying to sign into Facebook and it's telling me my password's wrong and it's not. Annoying. Anyway, we've got a caller. Our other caller dropped, who I told you was on the line. Hopefully she'll come back. But anyway, we've got a caller from 313 area code and we want to let everybody know how to get a hold of us. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And I'm going to try to sign into Facebook as we take this caller to post the show. Hello.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi. Who's
this? This is Real.
Oh, hey.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good. I thought of you a couple weeks back and was wondering
how
you did. I did. Yeah.
I'm good. How about yourself? How's Neil?
Neil?
I'm right here. I'm doing fine. Thanks,
Real. Oh, hi, Neil.
Hi.
I would love to meet with you both in person. It would be so awesome.
She lives in Michigan.
Yeah. Michigan.
Yes.
Michigan.
I'm gonna see on the
Well, there. Yeah. Okay. Maybe when our book comes out.
Huh?
I said maybe when our book comes out, we will
Yeah.
Some of our callers in person because we might be promoting it.
The best couple.
You know.
Just a bit tough. So your phone is
tough. Signed into
your
Facebook.
Your phone is like just messages, whatever that comes up.
Okay, what's
my birthday on the 30th?
11/30/93. No, coming up. I know you're 27/9. 27/9. Oh, wow. You're 27.
Yeah, your phone is breaking up. It's real choppy.
Like, not on the phone. What's going on here? Can you hear us?
I can hear you, but it's choppy.
Yeah, we're not on a phone. It could be your phone. We're connected to the internet. Yeah, is
that's
that
better?
Okay.
Yeah, that's way better.
So Sheryl, you're going to be 27, right?
Yes.
So you're going through a major change. This is a time of major change for you because your karmic number is 27. So any changes right now that you can relay to us?
Oh, I just really want a huge change in work.
I'm having
a hard time.
What is it? You will say it again.
Hang up and call back in.
Yeah. Why don't you hang up and you call us right back?
I could, but this is better now. Now she sounds better.
Okay.
She's having trouble.
Yeah, because her phone keep going in and out too.
Can you? I can hear you now. Can you hear
but
us now?
Hear us.
Yeah, I can hear you now too.
Okay.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, repeat what change you were going through.
No, I said I'm looking for a change as far as work.
Oh, as far as work. So you're still doing the, you work as in a retirement home, right? Like in the dietitian or something like that?
Yes, I still work there, and I still work at the fast food restaurant.
Oh, yeah. You work at a fast food restaurant too?
Oh, yeah, I've been there since January.
Oh, okay, so we didn't know that. All right. Okay. So change is coming up, and what about your love life? What's going on there?
Still, that is standstill.
Sad a standstill. Okay. Well, you should be going through a change. I mean, this is the time of major change because you're 27 years old.
Because I've been trying to... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
But I also just been trying to tap into my creative side. Like, what is I'm good at? How can I make money? You know, what can I do to start so I can start making money for myself? Because I don't
know what I'm
good at.
Well, I know you had talked about
like my mom, my sister, they got it going on down in Arizona. My sister, she just came on with her own lip gloss line. So she started her own business.
Right. Well, I know you had talked about going back to school, moving to Arizona.
Yeah,
you talked about moving to Arizona, going back to school, which is probably, I mean, at this point, you're so young. I mean, people can go back to school at any point, of course, but
right.
You're young enough that you can get into a career at a young age and advance within that career if you go back to school and get, do you have a degree already? I can't remember.
Yes, I do have an associate's degree.
Associate's, but like a bachelor's or a master's. If you go back to school now, then you get a head start here. You're still in your 20s. So are you still considering moving to Arizona?
It's like an in and out thing. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, but maybe it probably would be a better good change for me.
I don't know. I think it would. I mean,
we'd probably get a house. Me and my mom would probably get a house together. Or maybe I should just go down there and get my own.
You know, Sherelle.
Yes.
You're going through a change right now. So as it
you
stands,
said what?
You're going through a change. You're going to be going through a change. So
As
it stands, you have a relatively stable job, I assume, that pays the bills. That's not being threatened at this point. But when we get into
it is, it is a little bit threatening. You know, my supervisor, he pulls me to the side, and you know, it's just time to go, really. You know,
what job is that? Is that the dietitian, the fast food job that you're getting pulled to the side at, or the dietitian?
Oh no, that's
job?
My main. That's my diet.
Yeah, that's
the
nursing
home.
Okay.
Yeah, so
why are they pulling you aside? What's the problem?
Oh no, maybe my supervisor got something against me, a little jealousy, maybe intimidated by me. Not sure, but.
Well,
it's time to go. I've outgrown there, and them and the people. You know, I'm just ready to move on and try something different. Something way fast food. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Because my lease is up in March. You know, I don't know if I'm going to move, renew my lease. You know, I don't know. I just, you know, then I got a little rabbit. I got my pet. Go ahead.
Sherelle, let me ask you a question. Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Are you at all interested in jewelry? Do you like jewelry, rings? Do you have any?
I do. Yes.
Okay. So what I see, whether it's going to happen or not, is I see you working at a jewelry store and having, and I don't know if you're artistic, but if you talk about your creative side, I just have this vision of you creating jewelry. Maybe, you know, not very expensive things, but creative things.
Right, right.
I don't, you know, if we take a big leap in your consciousness and go to something entirely different, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Just to interject, as far as keeping her afloat financially, I don't know if making jewelry, a lot of people make jewelry.
And working in a jewelry store.
Working in a jewelry store, yes. But you said you see her creating jewelry, maybe not expensive, but
no.
Working in a jewelry store. But that is also, I don't want to say a dead-end job, but like if you're a sales clerk in a jewelry store, it's kind of like, you know.
Yeah, I know.
She's looking to advance, I think, in the world. And she's been stuck for a long time and trying to decide we'll do it in Arizona. I
no,
want
but
to
I get what he's saying too. I get what both of you are saying.
Not to say, I'm not saying Neil's wrong. I mean, you this can be integrated into a whole package of change. You need to work if you're in school. So I'm not opposing what Neil's saying, but what I'm saying is that if you want to progress in life, you know, going forward and moving to Arizona, getting out of your current environment that you're in, like you want to.
Yeah.
I mean, if you still want to do that, I'm assuming that you still have the same feeling about the place that you live, that you don't want to live there anymore necessarily.
You got
it. It's quiet. You know, I got my peace. I've been here for a year, you know, so I don't have no problem, but I'm ready.
Well, you've been in Detroit longer than 4 years, though, right?
I have been born and raised here.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So
I have been to other cities to stay, but I have not home.
Anyway, you were going to say, Neil.
Well, Sherelle, I mean,
Neil.
What are your creative interests? What do you like?
You know,
I
like your question. You said, what is my creative? What is? Or?
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of into music. Jewelry, that's something I like. Yes, it is. I'm kind
fashion,
of into music.
Fashion.
Yes, yeah, fashion. Yeah, I'm really into clothes.
Yeah.
I like clothes.
You know, there's
and makeup. I like to play in makeup. And it may be drawing. I'm not sure. A lot of people say I should probably start drawing. Maybe I'll probably be good at that too. Painting and stuff like that.
You got to figure.
Well, you know, when you're exploring your creative side, you may not make money at that right away.
Yeah.
But
right.
But you have to, if you're going to be creative, you have to start somewhere and beyond just listing things you're interested in. If you're interested in fashion or makeup or music, you know, you have to start somewhere and figure out how you can handle it in a very solitary way first. You have to be able to manage yourself first before you go anywhere else and decide what it is you really want to do in any one of those departments. And then see from there if you can branch into something that might where you can seek employment doing it.
Right.
But, you know, we encourage you to explore your creative side. And you've mentioned a few things. We've mentioned a few things. And that's, I think this is a great time for you, Sherelle, to start to explore that and see where it goes. Right,
right, exactly. Then you can refine the area that you want to go into and perhaps broaden that, the scope of your interest, then, you know, rather than having it just be base interests. You know, if you want to go into fashion, Do you want to be a fashion designer? Do you want to be a buyer for a department store? I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do. If you're interested in music, probably you're not a musician, but you know, what part of music are you interested in? You could be an executive for a,
I just like bringing the music out, like parts of my voice and the music makes the music stand out. And it's called ad-libbing. Ad-lib.
Yeah, I mean, being a singer, it takes a great deal of discipline and luck.
Well, start to explore those things, Sherelle. Look, tap into your creative side and start to have a little bit of investigation there. Go a little bit further than you've been before and get back to let us know how it all works out.
Yeah, let
but
us
you're going
know.
Through a change right now, so that...
Yeah.
That's a good start.
Okay. Well,
okay,
Sherelle. Yeah, very helpful.
Thanks.
Y'all have
Paul.
A great day.
Okay, take care.
You're
happy
welcome.
Birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy
okay.
birthday.
Bye.
Thank you.
I really was thinking of her a couple of weeks ago, wondering if she had a question.
Well, the Sherelle's used to be one of
I know
my
you always say
I
that
always
when
say
she
that.
Calls.
I but I had all their records.
Oh, well, great. Okay, 302. All right.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Neil and Kristen. How are you? This is Gloria.
Hey. Oh, Gloria. So what company did you end up choosing?
You have a great memory because I was going to bring that up.
Okay.
We went with number 3, the one that you and I. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So
Gloria was the one when we were doing the air conditioner deal. She was getting a new air conditioning system in her house, and she was choosing between 3. I said 3. I said,
okay.
I think it's a 3rd, and it was. Okay.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Okay. Gloria, what's your birth date again, please?
2/10/69.
My memory isn't that great because I didn't remember your birth date. Sorry. 3/13. What's your question today?
So I was just wondering if you have any messages from Spirit. I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of... weird energy out there. It's a lot of contradictive energy. You know, on the one hand, you have a lot of people running around really scared of the coronavirus, and then on the but yet they're still going out and doing things and not always wearing masks. And it's very like when I'm at home, I'm like very upbeat and very like my energy is really good, but if I go out and spend too much time in public, it's just like the energy is so heavy, and I feel like I have to do a lot of like grounding and clearing my chakras and stuff because it's just so much like negativity, and I just feel like I don't know, maybe Spirit can have something to say or can offer some.
There may be a reason to be solitary right now. You may have your rational reasons, but there may be something deeper that's taking you more into a kind of a solitary confinement. Sometimes our inner fields go in and out. We're social, and then we're sort of solitary.
Well, and seasonally right now, it's more of a solitary time because we're going into the colder months and things like that. Anyway,
you know, you're also experiencing your energy fields in such a way. So what I would do, my suggestion to you, and I don't always say this, is start to keep it. If you don't already, keep a journal. You need to go inside and reflect on your thoughts. And I have a feeling that a spirit will start planning your thinking, so to speak.
You're breaking up. I didn't hear that part after you said start a journal.
Yeah, start a journal because I have a feeling that a spirit will blend into your thinking and help you to understand deeper things.
Mm-hmm.
So are you prone to keeping a journal?
Yes, I have several. Yes, I have several.
So you do already journal.
So
yes,
what you want to do now. What you want to do now is start to take those journals into something deeper than you've ever experienced before.
Mm.
Now, that could mean that you're igniting your journal with the dream world, because it could be the dream world is where you're going to find some answers to your existence. It could mean that you need to do some color imagery, meaning that you need to focus on colors and look at colors and close your eyes once your third eye has absorbed the color in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And let that start to work in your energy. I think there's probably, when we talk about chakras, your chakra number 6, your third eye, needs to be opened up more.
And that's where she's at on the linear. I mean, she's on her 6 in her birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So on a linear map, you're 51 years old. So we could say you're on your 6.
Oh, wow.
There's books out there about flower power and the communication of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a lot of flower information.
Mm-hmm.
F-L-O-W-E-R.
Don't go baking.
What is your, most people, girls included, like flowers, but do you have any special significance towards flowers?
Well, I grow them, but my favorite flowers are either roses or oriental poppies.
Okay. Go into some of the wildflowers and understand their origin and start to understand how they communicate with the planet and how they communicate with the birds and things. Roses are somewhat, they're a very difficult flower. You have to take care of them and trim them all the time.
They're high maintenance.
They're high maintenance. But pick those flowers and go deeper into the essence of them. And since you do grow them, try to understand the energy field, probably a past life you had growing flowers.
I do believe that.
Yeah. So go into a flower like you're the mother of flowers, like there's something in your soul, that there's a seed in your soul that once communicated in a very, very deep way with flower energy.
Okay.
And, get teas, drinking teas that bring out the flower essence.
Okay.
Yeah, there are a lot of teas with, they call tisane more than teas because they're not really made with tea leaves. They're made with flowers and things like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. I just have one more question that kind of popped up in my head the other day. Do you think the more past lives we've had, the more intuitive we come into this world?
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. But the past lives bring us into karma.
It depends.
Where we have to learn things.
See, I have a different opinion there, because a lot of people that are, like, if you talk about people that are compounded, you get up into the higher numbers, sometimes people can be very... very blocked intuitively. So, and it's because of the density of the karma they come in with. So they have to get to the intuition. It may take longer for them to tap into their intuition because of that karma.
In some of those cases, the intuition is rooted by fear and persecution. So there's a sense of going inside very deeply. But, you, Gloria, have your past lives have overlapped into such a way that you've become compounded, meaning a lot of your past lives are conflicting. They're overlapping. You've come back so many times that there's a lot of energy in there. So what you should do is, and I was going to make this kind of the topic of the show, is when we discover our roots, we have certain roots that we come in with life that have nothing to do with our family background.
Right.
You know, the kid that grew up in Harlem has no education and he wants to be a scientist or a doctor.
Right.
Where's that come from? So go into the roots of your soul, because, and you can venture there in a dream world before you go to sleep. You can ask, you can talk to your soul and go into that realm and see what your dreams are, if they reveal anything. But you come from an area of deep energy earth, Your past lives have a lot to do with the earth.
Mm.
Connections to the dirt, the earth itself.
Right, which is why you're bringing the flowers, which obviously growing.
Your intuition will be, how do you adjust yourself to the seasons of the year? What do you like in the winter, the summer, like a tree, like a plant? And how are you, what is your peak during the day, night or day or morning?
I'm going to ask, because I brought up the seasonal aspect when you were talking about what's going on, how you're feeling this density and this solitude, or it's a feeling of solitariness. Because of what's going on in the world. Are you normally in winter or someone who, well, this is fall, we're not in winter yet, but are you in the colder months, are you someone who likes to retreat?
Oh, definitely. I'm a hibernator in the wintertime. I don't like the cold air at all.
Right. So, I mean, and what's going on in the world? I'm getting into that. Ugh.
You're Gloria. You are the human embodiment of flower energy.
Yeah.
You know, there's a great book, The Secret Life of Plants.
Mm-hmm.
Read that. I don't know if you haven't read it.
Yeah, I will. I've heard of it before, but I've never delved into it, but I will. Do you think that a lot of karmic energy is being worked on during this COVID? Because I feel like that is happening a lot too with people. Like a lot of karma is being worked through.
Well, I don't know how karma is being created.
Well, you know, I believe so, because I think it comes also from our mistreatment of animals, and the way, and because we have done some totally unethical things with animals and caging animals and slaughtering animals, and we've also taken for granted human contact.
Yeah.
So, there's a great karmic element going on in the planet about becoming more aware and more concerned about our fellow human beings and our fellow creatures.
But at the same time, this COVID, which supposedly came from bats, which I don't know. I don't know if I believe that. You know, I think if there is a virus, this has possibly been thrust upon us by darker entities in the world. That's what I think.
I believe that. I go right along with that, Kristen. I really do.
Yeah, and I think that this mask wearing is not effective. It says it's not effective because that wear masks is fantastic. Also, COVID is, I mean, coronavirus is the common cold. That's what causes the common cold. This virus has been around for a long, long time, and it's common, and it's 99% survivable, and let's think, people get pneumonia, people get the flu, and they die, but we've never taken measures like this, and then we talk about what's the most deadly infectious disease in the world, tuberculosis. Are they masking people in third world countries?
Right.
I mean, here in the United States, we don't have the high incidence of tuberculosis, but there's no mass campaign in Africa for tuberculosis. So there's a lot of contradictions going on, and I don't trust a lot of what is going on.
And that's why I think, you're right. I was just getting ready to say it's frustrating because I know people that are saying, well, we can't get together for Thanksgiving because yada, yada, yada. But at the same time, they're going away to, like, the beach. They're going and staying at hotels. They're going Christmas shopping. And I'm just, like, blown away by the hypocrisy and contradiction.
It's ridiculous. Our governor was just pictured at French Laundry, which is a restaurant in Yountville. It's, like, Michelin.
Right.
Three-star restaurant. And he and his and the guests there were celebrating a birthday. They're unmasked, and they're sitting at a table in very close proximity, and, you know, at the same time, he has locked down our state.
Right.
I think it's total, and, you know, what's going on here? I mean, if there's such a fear of this virus,
right,
why isn't he taking precautions? So
right,
what's really going on? What's really going
right
on?
Right, exactly.
Anyway.
So
that's my little rant for the day.
Well, I thank you guys for taking my phone call.
Okay, you're welcome, Gloria.
And take care.
Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have Raven, and then we have a caller from a private number. Raven called us back. Hi.
Hi.
Right there. Hi. Hi.
Hi. Good to hear you guys.
Good to have you back on the show. I know we had to cut off a little bit early, so wanted to invite you back on. Anything specific you wanted to talk about before we go into?
I just, after listening to the last segment, I just am smiling here because when you're talking about the masks, I'm just seeing everybody that the whole umbrella of all this is quite a masquerade, isn't it? And
yeah.
And your last caller is very astute to recognize the hypocrisy. And so I'm just sitting here beaming. But no, I call back in. I think we last ended on personal loss and talking about my daughter. So I know that we just passed her anniversary of her passing. So if we could just maybe tap on that again, would be great for me.
Okay. Okay. So you have the birth date?
Of her daughter?
4/24/1990.
You know, I understand now you live in an arid area, a dry area, but there seems to be, and I'm trying to be very sincere here, there seems to be a message coming from your daughter. And what I'm looking at is like a stream, maybe a river. And your daughter seems to be kneeling down beside it. Now, the depiction she gives me is that she's wearing wings. There used to be a symbol, Canada Dry. It was a beverage company. And they used to have a symbol of an angel kneeling by water with wings. I don't know why they used that, but they did. And for some reason, what I think it means is that your daughter is going through the stream of her life. And she's being accompanied by an angel that is probably helping her look at her existence. And that stream represents her life and probably her past lives. As it's like the stream of consciousness. And for some reason, an angel is near her, because angels will comfort people, souls in the astral realm, even if they die, you know, under very bad conditions.
Can I interject something? They can, but they don't always. So it's actually, you know, to Alexander's credit that an angel's with her, because a lot of times when a person dies by suicide or by their own hand in even if it's an accidental overdose or something like that, sometimes they're isolated until the end of their natural life would have been over.
Yeah.
They really are. So this is
so
comforting.
She's talking to me, talking to me, to you, about a lost ring. This ring seems to be some kind of stone. Right now, I don't know if that has any meaning to you. That might help. If it doesn't, then I don't know where we go with it.
There was a
ring that I purchased for her, I believe, after a severe trauma that she had. And it was a diamond, and it was very special. I gifted to her, and it was very special. And I remember probably about a year before she passed away, she told me, "Mommy, I can't find my ring." And she was hunting for this ring, and she felt as if there was an absolute disconnect between her and I. It was symbolic of our relationship and choices that she made, was my thinking. So she was very distraught and disturbed about losing that ring.
God, how much more accurate can we get here?
Yeah. So what she's saying in that in that conversation is, Mom, I lost a lot of my life. After I crossed over, I realized how much of my valuable life I lost. I could have done so many different things, and unfortunately, I didn't choose the best path. But she says, I'll tell you this, an angel is promising me a diamond. Mm-hmm. So somewhere in time and space, she's going to get a second chance. I don't know where. It could be in the astral realm. She may have to come back. I don't know. Maybe she's going to greet you when you cross over and something will be managed. But she seems to be suggesting that this diamond that she lost in real life that made her disconnected is a symbol of the way she was disconnected in the world. But now she's finding more connection than she's ever had before. Because these realizations and this conversation she's having with angels and her past life energies is helping to bring her back again to some sense, some semblance of order. She also says, just take care of whatever you can that I left behind, take care of it.
She left her kids behind, but what Raven said to us on the past show is that she's only allowed contact with one of the kids. And the two others, she's not allowed even to see the child she has contact with. So why aren't you able to see the children?
Well, she passed away in Ohio. I'm in Arizona, and I'm unable to travel. My grandson, who I raised for the first 20 months, he's with his father in Ohio. I can call him, but the father doesn't want to bring my grandson to me, and I can't travel. That's the only reason why. And then the two girls, my granddaughters, were taken by CPS, placed with my disowned narcissistic half-sister, who I refused to have anything to do with. And I could not afford an attorney to get the girls so out of Ohio. So they have been adopted to half-sister. And and she just, because that's who she is, wants to hurt me, so she refuses me allowance to talk to my own grandchildren or granddaughters. And I don't know what it is about me, because I'm really strong, and if I want something, I go and I get it. I create it. But for some reason, something's holding me back from doing what I need to do to file the appropriate paperwork to at least get communication rights to my granddaughters. And when I go inside and I think about it, I spend time with myself. Am I procrastinating? That's not on my nature to procrastinate. So what is getting in the way of me? And I keep coming to the idea that something is happening in my own journey that is asking me to hold back right now and continue the disconnect with this sister who stalks me online and does a lot of painful, disruptive things. And I feel like during this grieving process, maybe that's part of it, what I'm about. But I feel guilty by letting my granddaughters down. And at the same time, there's a part of me that feels like they're okay for right now. And I'm on a journey at this time. That's, I'm going to end there.
Yeah, that's right. They're okay right now. Don't worry about it. Don't get a conflict going, because they're okay right now. So they're safe where they are now. Your journey is going to make an abrupt change in April, 2 months prior to your month. Now, between your birthday...
Birth month is what you meant.
Yeah.
To birth month.
Between your birth date and your daughter's birth date, there's a strong 4 and 2. In your journey, there's a 6 and 2 with a 4 in the middle. And so there's a 6-2-4 in the middle, corresponding to the 4-2-4 in your daughter's birth date. When April comes, which would be another birth date of your daughter, there's going to be a change. You're going to see it reflected in the sun. There's going to be just strange things about the sun. Maybe it'll be red. Maybe, I don't know. There's going to be some connection you have with the sun, and we're getting kind of into nature talk here, but that is going to be highlighted by something very strange that you might experience in April. In other words, the sun is beaming and you go into a certain area in your environment and you see a puddle of water and you can't explain why the water's there. Something strange and bizarre is likely to happen in April. Now, this might be a message to from your daughter, but what she's saying is, don't worry, you're in the kind of a puddle of water right now, surrounded by a desert, but you're okay. All you can do is take care of what you can take care of that was once connected to your daughter. And what you can't take care of, let it be. Don't worry about that. If you focus most diligently on connecting to your daughter in dream and thought, in subtle conversation, you're going to be helping her because she'll help be able to form a channel in which she communicates with you in a more coherent way. And you'll get a ringing in your ear that might precipitate a deeper conversation. You might hear what you imagine to be your name being called in the wind. It's all your daughter. She's around you. But she, what's right now, what she's just saying is just take care of what you can and what you can't, let it be. Don't cause conflict.
Okay. I do want to affirm something, Neil, that you said. It's a very interesting little tidbit, but, you know, Alexandra and I both are extraordinary intuitives. And the first time I recognized her ability was when she came to me. She was about 5 years old, and she said to me, and this will go to the wings, she said to me, Mama, she was asking me about a yellow-haired, and that I learned to draw. I loved being in his blue car. And I said, well, that's my first boyfriend, Tracy. And then she said to me, then we were, I guess a couple weeks later, a month, whatever, and I was looking through the scrapbook, my teenage scrapbook, and there was a prom picture. And she says, oh, there's the yellow-haired boy. And you loved being in his car, and I loved him, and he loved you very much. And she was having this conversation about this boy that I dated when I was 16 years old. And I gave her the prom picture she carried around for many years, along with her blanket. And but I asked her, how do you know this? And she goes, because I saw you from above. I saw you. And you're a wonderful girl. You're a wonderful girl. And thought that Alexandra was actually my angel that decided to incarnate because I was told I would not be able to have children, that I was to live a solitary life. This is a spiritual life. This is the ending, the wrapping it up, right? That's what I always suspected. But that I was gifted with her upon a prayer, upon a request, a miracle. She was my miracle child. And I also felt throughout her life that she would not live an extraordinary long life, that she would ask me, Mama, what do you see for my future? And I couldn't see anything, and I didn't know why. And then she died.
Well,
so with the wings, I just wonder, and I often said, and even when I would go to the chiropractor, my shoulder blades are fused for some reason if I'm missing my wings. So with that, I end. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, the idea is that the idea that angels incarnate is not something that Neil or I ascribe to, because angels are incorporeal beings. They don't have bodies. So, you know, there are people that say, oh, you know, I'm an angel. I came back into a human body to experience life. That doesn't happen. It just
doesn't. Yeah, they're purely celestial. They're celestial, but there is a human interpretation that feels at home when we consider ourselves to be angels or someone's an angel.
Or connected to angelic energy.
There's a cosmic connection between angels and human beings. And in that regard, if your daughter is communicating literally with an angel now, there's a fusion of energy to where the angels are like us and we're like the angels. There's a likeness, like a simile. And in that mm-hmm. energy of likeness, a likeness is a bridge between opposites. So we are looking at that element. And what she's saying to you is, while I'm here examining my life, I'm overlooking your world. And in overlooking your world, I have an angel over my shoulder. So in that fusion, we are the angels looking over your life. That's what she's saying. And your element of not seeing a future for her when she was alive was, in a past life, she was your mother.
Okay.
So, you know, that's where that stands as it continues in conversation. You know, you're always welcome to call back.
Yeah, we're going to get our other callers.
We'll be here for you.
But thanks for connecting with us again.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye. Okay, we've got someone from a private number. I wonder if I know who this is. Hello.
Hi, is that me?
Yes. Okay, that's you.
Hi, it's Jane from Canada.
Oh, hi, Jane.
Hi. Wow, that caller that I just listened to your caller, and it was really relevant for me. So I want to just say thank you to her for asking.
Oh, that's great. I love it when that happens. What's your birthday, Jane?
Yeah. July 19th, 57.
Okay. You know, we have another Jane from Canada, which is funny. Different Jane. But anyway.
Oh, I think I called you. This is my second time calling in, and you told me that the last time.
There's another Jane. That's a different birth date. Younger.
Yeah.
So there's two Janes.
Well, maybe it's my younger version of me.
Yeah, maybe. Twin souls. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So 7/19/7/3/9/12/3, right? Did you get that? Okay. All right. We just had to add up your birth date. So go ahead.
No, I just wanted to ask about my work and career. If you've got anything that shows up for that for me. Just this year has been a lot of change, man. It's like not for the faint of heart, is it?
No kidding.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
You know,
yeah, she's in her 21st cycle of her master number. So you're Jane, what's interesting about your birth date or the timing of your call is that you're 63 years old. Is that right? Is that right?
Yep.
How old are you?
60.
That's right.
No, you are. Okay. 63. So 63 years old. I thought, God, am I that bad at math here? 63 years old. So
well,
you've
it's
gone...
horrible to have to add that high a number.
No. You're 63 years. You're 63 years old, and you've gone through 21 cycles of your master number. But this is where it gets even more interesting. That 21 inverted is part of your karmic code. So you know when you add up all your birthday numbers, you get 39. You have to get to a single digit number to get the master number. So once 9 and 3 is 12, and that's actually the inversion of your cycle that you're going through right now, then you get to a 3. So there should be lots of changes going on in your life right now. How long have you been at your job?
Oh, I'm self-employed. So a long time.
Yeah, I thought a long time. And are you thinking of restructuring or retiring?
Yep.
You're thinking of restructuring?
Restructuring. Yeah, I mean, retiring, I think if I retired, I would just stay home and watch TV or something. I would be really miserable and grumpy old person.
Okay, so so the restructuring is right on. And so give us, in the interest of time,
don't think of this as being negative, and don't think it's an omen.
No, I'm not taking it. I'm not taking it as negative.
Yeah, because what I'm about to say is I see a lot of nurses around you in the medical field. I just feel a lot of medical stuff. And I don't know yet if that makes any sense or if you can tie it into something.
Well, I just hope it's not looking after me.
No. That's what I wanted to preface it with.
Not negative.
It's not about that.
Okay. Good. Because I've done been doing stuff to get, you know, this year with all the changes and everything, been looking after myself.
Well, that could be.
No, but I could work with nurses. I do consulting work.
What? Okay.
Consulting work.
Okay. How does that connect to nursing?
I could work with them on how they're dealing with stress, feeling all of those things, and how they have to learn to work better as a team, that kind of thing.
Oh, beautiful. That's, before I hand it back to Kristen, mm-hmm. that's my main point to make to you today.
You didn't
hand
it back to me.
Okay.
So you do consulting work with...
That's what I've been doing. With different types of businesses for the most part.
Well, the thing,
getting tired of it.
So the restructuring, go ahead.
Well, first of all, do you know anyone named Shannon, or did you ever know a Shannon?
Yeah, she was a matchmaker.
A matchmaker? You mean
matchmaker?
Someone you were trying to meet somebody through?
That's what she did. She was a matchmaker. I knew her. A name Shannon. Yeah. That's what comes to mind when you say the name Shannon. I don't know her well.
She wasn't in Fiddler on the Roof. But,
I don't know if she got that joke.
You know,
I'm not old enough. Sorry.
It doesn't matter.
I am younger than you, and I got the joke.
We'll quit fiddling around.
That's why I'm saying it.
I guess you're not the musical theater type. But anyway, okay.
The thing I would suggest to you is that whatever you do in your restructuring, it's got to comprise the seventh chakra, the spiritual chakra. It's got to be something of service. You don't want to waste your life in front of a television. You've got to do something of service.
Are you thinking of in regard to the restructuring? Are you thinking of cutting down your hours?
I just want to have more fun in bringing that into what I do for my work, and simplifying things and helping more people.
Okay, so that isn't really, if you're helping more people, you probably wouldn't be reducing your hours.
Well, you know, I don't know where you go with this. Something. If you're consulting, Jane, there's a way to release, how you release stress and chakras if you're of that mind, if you have that attitude about the knowledge of the body, the esoteric body, the etheric body, how you release stress from that area in order to become more creative. So if you're looking at something that's fun and creative, how does one become creative without bringing stress into their creativity? Sometimes creativity is born with stress. We have to have stress.
Oh, yeah.
They tell you that.
Yeah, for sure. It's when it becomes too much that hit the issue.
That's what you should start to consult with people on. How do you reduce stress in order to become purely creative? That's my suggestion.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was also, I have a story, my life story, and I was writing about that. I submitted a proposal to a company. I don't know if they're really going to do anything with it or not, But I noticed when I did that, I felt so inspired. My life story is long.
Well, that involves creativity. So, I mean, we're getting into the same topic of, you know, helping people become more creative. And you're talking about your own creativity and how that inspired you. So I think that you, whatever happens with this life story, who knows? But if you continue on a creative journey yourself, keep fostering your creativity while you're helping others find their own creativity, then you're going to become more inspired in your work with other people.
You know, the secret of your journey is in your solar plexus, your third chakra.
Because it's your master number. You're a three.
That's where a lot of information is stored. So study the third chakra. Get to know it. Understand it. Read all kinds of literature on it. So that's going to expand your consciousness. And that will take you to your next journey. You've gone through 21 cycles, but 7 times 3 is 21, too.
Yeah.
And 7 is one of your high numbers.
Yeah, okay. Interesting, actually.
Well, that's interesting because I have a lot of digestive issues.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The problem is the problem starts in your stomach.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm a 3-2, and we have actually similar things going on in our birth. I mean, we're different years, everything, but we've got similar things going on in our birth dates. I'm a different karmic number than you. I'm a 30 equals 3, but we both got 2 7s in our birth date. So interesting.
What does 7 mean? I don't remember.
Well, 7 corresponds to the 7th chakra, so that would be the crown.
Oh, okay.
Spiritual
crown.
Chakra.
Okay.
Yeah, and the third chakra, although it is the stomach and, you know, it's a fire chakra, it holds the Trinity energy. So it's mystical. 3 and you've got 7s going on, spirituality and mysticism. So you want to get into the idea of exploring those topics. Maybe the mysticism of spirituality.
Yeah. Which I kind of do, but I've never put it in the very forefront with people.
Yeah, that's probably...
But I am like that with them. I do it on a one-to-one basis with people, for sure.
Yeah. I think that's where you need to go.
Okay.
Okay, Jane. Well, thanks for your call.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So much appreciated.
Okay. You're welcome. You too. And Jane can join us on Facebook and on Twitter. We hope that she does. I haven't been reminding them to follow us, but they should do so. We're not going to get to our final caller, unfortunately. We don't have time today. 857. We're back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. And we hope that we speak with you then. Okay.